What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Wisecrack podcast. So, yeah, how's it going?
Nothing new. I mean, what are we doing? What's our topic?
Right. So today we decided to try something a little different. So I have a bunch of would you rather questions. And so just for the viewers, Rijul does not know these. So only I know them as of right now.
Broski.
Oh, sorry. Broski. Yeah, so basically he does not know them. And so yeah, let's see how this goes.
Game show episode. Nice.
Right. So let's jump right in.
Yep.
So first question is, this is mainly technology right now. So
love it.
Would you rather carry a flip phone or only use a desktop computer? Desktop computer in the sense, not like this laptop, like those proper ginormous PCs.
Flip phone or oof.
Only. You can't use anything else. Like only these. That's it.
Probably. I don't know. Like, I need a phone. Like, I'd rather give away my desktop PC and just have a phone.
Right.
But not a flip phone. Like, I need I'd probably go, I mean, in this scenario, I'd go with a desktop PC.
Hmm. Right.
Like, is it a flip phone, but no desktop PC?
Flip phone, but absolutely nothing else.
Or just a desktop PC and
just
no phone.
A desktop, yeah.
Yeah, desktop all day. I need processing power.
Right. Okay, so, I mean, it's kind of weird because only I'm asking you, but...
go ahead. No, see. I like this. Okay. Less brain power for me.
Okay, now... Would you rather only use Netflix or only use Hulu?
Hulu
is.
Yeah.
Netflix. But that was like a no-brainer. Okay. Would you rather never use a GPS or only be able to drive stick shift cars? Gear cars, basically. Manual.
See, I know why this question is made, but it has no effect on me. Because, like, I don't have a passion for stick shift. There are some people who, like...
Absolutely love it.
Either love it or hate it. Yeah. I have no preference. I'm fine with stick shift or not. So... I mean, I'm keeping the GPS, so... what do you think? Like,
I mean, I personally would never... only be able to use stick shift cars because... So it is never use a GPS or only be able to use stick shift cars.
Let me wrap my head around this. So
right.
If I choose the GPS...
Then you have to use...
Only stick shift, only manual.
Yeah. If you have a GPS, then you have to use a manual car. But if you don't want
GPS,
no GPS means you
automatic.
Have
I can use an automatic.
Yeah. If no GPS means you can use pretty much any car you want.
Okay, so again, that's what I don't mind manual. So
yeah,
I'll run it.
Yeah, absolutely same here. Like, I actually like stick shift.
Yeah. There's some people who like love it with a passion. They hate automatic cars. I'm like, I don't get you, bro. Like. Clearly, automatic is bad. Like, maybe not better, but fast. And it's like, most of these people aren't like racers. They're just like wannabes.
Right.
And like, dude, stick shift, like the whole advantage you're talking about and more control and stuff is true if you're like drag racing or something. Day to day, bumper to bumper traffic, it's a hectic job to keep shifting from first to second, second to third, third, second, second to first.
Yeah.
Automatic is much better than like city traffic.
Yeah, but that's the thing. So, like, they both have their own strengths.
That's what... I don't hate stick shift by any means. I like it.
Yeah, same here. I actually like it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one. Would you rather have no air conditioning or no heating?
Oh, I mean, in India, heating isn't really a problem around here. Air conditioning.
Yeah.
Also, the thing is, even if I'm, like, outside, you can get heat by wearing clothes.
But you can't take more... clothes off like always
or, like I mean, even if you take it off, you still feel the cold or whatever.
You can warm up by putting more layers on, but you can't like take your skin off or something.
Yeah, exactly. There's a limit to that, right?
Yeah,
you need artificial cooling. I was about to say coloring for some reason, but cooling.
So would you rather spend a day without your phone or a day with no people at all?
Oh, no, a million years with no people at all.
So basically, on the phone also, you can't talk to people.
Oh, that's fine. YouTube exists, right?
Yeah, YouTube exists.
Yeah, then
you can't like live talk to a person. Like no WhatsApp, no Instagram. I mean, Instagram in the sense, you can't chat on Instagram, but you can do everything.
I got it. Peace.
Yeah.
Okay. And with the Netflix from the previous question, I'm set, bro. People can say goodbye. Yeah.
Okay, so now this is not technology. This is a different subject. But so, would you rather only listen to Justin Bieber or only listen to Ariana Grande? This is actually a big one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Can I listen to features? Like, if I say Ariana Grande, but there's some other song featuring Justin Bieber, can I listen to that song?
No. It's songs made by only them.
Oh, so no other artist?
Absolutely no.
Oh, okay. Ariana Grande, come on.
Okay, yeah. I'd probably choose the same thing.
Like, no hate against Justin Bieber. I don't hate his music. But
yeah, it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you rather win an Oscar but not get to attend the ceremony, or present an Oscar but not win anything?
Win an Oscar.
Right. I actually...
Wait, one second.
Yeah.
By not attending, do you mean I'm dead?
No.
Is it a posthumous?
No, you still exist, okay, but like you don't attend.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, Oscar all day. Come on.
Right. I actually don't... I'm not really sure about this one, because like Oscar means you do get the recognition for it, obviously. So it doesn't really make a difference whether you're there or not.
Uh-huh.
But like, if it was just personally me, I would rather present it.
Got it.
Because I'm probably not that good at acting anyways, but...
Oh, neither am I. I'm horrible at acting.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, like, I'm just good at it in this scenario, this multiverse of Oscar-ness.
So, would you rather be a famous rapper or a famous singer?
Oh, that's a good one.
But if you're a rapper, you cannot feature any singer, and you have to make only rap. And if you're a singer, you can't feature rapper, and your songs cannot have any rap. Like, just pure singing.
Like, I can't... Like, if I'm a singer, I can't get Young Thug on a track.
No.
Where I make the chorus where I'm... Oh, no. Shit. Just because I like rap, I'm going to say rap. Because otherwise, I wouldn't listen to my own music.
Yeah, I'd probably go for rap as well. So, now, again, next topic, technically. Would you rather be an only child, or would you rather have 10 siblings?
I don't know why I whispered that, but only child all day.
I'd be 10 siblings, bruh. Actually. Why though? Like, why only?
Because it would just be annoying.
Right.
I prefer like living alone than having like 10 people.
I mean, you could just have your own room and lock yourself in. Oof. And you could be the oldest.
That doesn't matter, bro. No. I'm very good solo.
I would be the solo dude, but I would like to have 10 siblings.
Uh-huh.
Like, just saying, like, in general, I would like to have 10 siblings, but I would make sure I have my own room, my own things, my own stuff, basically.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, like that.
Okay.
So, would you rather eat outside, but on your own, mm-hmm. like, no one else is there? Mm-hmm. Or, I think I kind of know what you're going to choose for this one, but would you rather eat outside by yourself or eat at home with your family?
What do you think I'm going to go with?
Outside, on your own.
The thing is, bro, like, my mom is like super into like, let's go for dinner with your cousin or with your aunt.
Right.
Eating is not a social event. You have stuff in your mouth. You cannot talk. Like, since when is eating a social event? Like, go for golf, go for bowling. That's fair enough. If you want to talk, the last thing you want to do is put stuff in your mouth.
I love the way you portray that. It's just freaking awesome.
Because it's insane to me, bro. Like, my mom will go be like, it's been a while, let's go meet your aunt and stuff, let's go for lunch. I'm like, what will you do? You can't talk to them when they're eating.
Just awkwardly sitting in front of each other.
Exactly. And it's like you're in a restaurant, so you have to eat. It's not like that's not enough. A cafe I get, maybe coffee you're sipping, fair enough.
Hmm.
But food is not a social event. And if you talk with food, that's bad manners.
Yeah.
There's no out in this. That's a bad concept. Like, meeting for food.
I absolutely love the way... you explain that. It's just expert. Like, I don't know if, like, I'm not able to comprehend what I'm saying at this point. It's just so good.
Like, I get the sort of I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, have you seen the meme?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Do you know
what do you mean sort of?
Do you know Ryan George, YouTuber?
If I see his face, I probably
not. Yeah. We should possibly, hopefully soon, reaction videos will come up. We should react to, you will love him. What I just did, where, like, took a normal social construct and made it absurd. He is awesome at that. Like, he can break down anything.
I'll make sure to keep a point on that.
Don't watch the video. We'll react to it on camera.
Yeah, I'll just keep a point on that.
Ryan George. He has, like, good concepts of it's sort of sidetracked from the game, but
right.
Like he has like, what if there was a time traveler from 1945 coming to the modern day, and like they're sort of, it's like news for the 1947 people.
Right.
So one journalist is time traveled. The concept is good. So it's like they're explaining what's going on and like about COVID. I don't want to spoil it much, but
yeah.
Like about the COVID thing, him explaining in such a weird way where it's true, but when you think about it, you won't think of it in that angle. And things like delivery, home delivery, why it's so absurd. Like the first guy to ever have food delivered.
Right.
So he's like, a restaurant exists. So he has a video on like restaurants, like the first guy to ever start a restaurant. It's like, hey, I have food. Oh, nice. You can eat it. Nah, I want you to eat it. Okay, that's sus, but I'll eat it. But you have to pay for it. It's, like, his concept is very good. Then he made drive-thrus where it's like,
yeah.
No, you will serve it in my car. Like, I won't come to your restaurant. You will serve it in my car.
Yeah.
Then he has the first place to make delivery, like home delivery.
Right.
And it's like he calls a restaurant and he's, I'm spoiling it too much, but he has a lot of videos.
Yeah.
They're like, I need food delivered to my home. It's like, I need some food on call. The other guy is like, yeah, we have food. You can come to our restaurant and, you know, we'll give it to you. And he's like, no, you should come home, give it to me at my doorstep. Why would we do that? Like, we have food here. I will pay you extra. Okay, that's weird. And like, his concepts are very good, bro.
Got it. We'll react to that soon.
Hopefully.
Stay tuned for that. So, okay. Would you rather only drive cars or only drive two-wheelers? Only, like, and considering we also live in India, so consider traffic and everything.
In both situations, do I get to choose my individual vehicles?
Yeah, you can choose the vehicle, but it can only be that type.
Like, there's no budget limitation.
Oh, yeah. For now, let's...
Car. All day car.
Exactly. It's same here, man. Like, like, some time ago, my brother was a all-bike guy.
Uh-huh.
And because of him, we had to go to school in bike.
Okay.
And we have a Royal Enfield, so, like, bro, it's...
It's not a downside, though.
It's not a downside, but it's, like, it's torture for me, almost.
I get it.
I can manage, but, like, at some point, it just gets too much.
The thing is, for me, like... Bikes are good, I get it. Like, the commuter is easy, and during traffic, especially in India, it's good.
Yeah, that's why I said in India specifically.
The thing is, bro, if it rains, that's it. I have one word for you, rain.
Yeah, yeah, so I'd rather be late to a place than be able to go quickly.
Like, I'd rather just sit in traffic.
Yeah. I mean, you're sitting in a Lamborghini, like, who cares, bro? What? It's a Lamborghini.
I mean, cars just have an advantage.
Absolute
overall.
Advantage. Yeah.
The thing is, like, I get it. Like, even if you're going, like, state to state, bike rides are a vibe, but that's not going to be your norm. That's going to be the exception. You would go, like, if you're a long distance travel, would be in a car.
Right.
The only advantage is, let's say you're going to a shop a couple kilometers away.
Yeah.
Fair enough, right? Like, if it's walkable, walk it. That's good for your health anyways.
Yeah.
If it's not, take a car. It's fine. You may not find parking, but it's fine. Hmm. You can, matter of fact, you can carry more luggage by keeping it in the boot.
In my
eyes, there's no downside.
Yeah.
I mean, except for traffic and stuff.
Yeah, but that's like, it's not like traffic stuck there forever.
Yeah.
Like, at some point it will.
So
and people will probably stop in the side to look at you if you're a
Lamborghini.
Exactly. They'll be like, okay, it's move aside. Let's slow down.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you rather be able to read minds?
Sorry, once again. Sort of ADHD moment.
Yeah.
On the previous topic. Can we all universally agree that yachts are stupid when compared to jets on a conceptual level?
Any day
on conceptual level, it's floating versus flying stuff.
Yeah,
like, bro, why is yacht a flexing thing?
Yeah,
like, I get it. Like, I get the novelty, because even watches can be used for flexing, like Rolexes and all.
Yeah,
but when compared to a jet, please, floating over flying is crap. It's always flying over floating. Yeah.
But I feel like for the same price you would be able to get a bigger and better yacht than you would a jet.
I agree.
Like, for $100 million, you'd get like a ginormous yacht, but like your plane will just be
like a G5, not even a G5, but yeah,
like something like that.
Again, that's similar to the car and bike thing, right?
Yeah.
For the price of a average car, you can get a good bike, but like a bike isn't all that great when compared to a car in my eyes. Same thing goes for like yacht and private jet for me. Like, you. PJ any day, private jet any day. Like, no question in my mind.
Same here. Like, if I hopefully someday get a bunch of money, I'll buy a jet first.
Like, if I had like enough millions to buy 6 yachts, just for no reason and not make a damage on my bank account,
I'd buy one jet for that money.
I still wouldn't buy a yacht at all.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you're floating. Why is that cool? You're floating. That's like the one thing water is good for. Floating. It's not... flying is so much cooler.
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, at some point, I probably would still buy a yacht because, I mean, whether we like it or not, it's kind of a flexing thing anyway. So it'd be like, well, I got a $500 million yacht, but hell no, I don't use it.
Not my thing, though. Yachts are just like... I'm like, it's a cool boat, I guess.
Jet and you can't even access like inland places where you would actually need to go.
Exactly.
But jets can do all of that.
Like, yachts have, like, you have to still go through customs and like a lot of verification. Some private jets, you can go through airport security. You just get backdoor entrance into your jet. Rarely do customs even check. Like, most rappers walk around with guns and certain substances because of the private jet access.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much. You don't have to go to like an hour before or 2 hours before to the airport. Right. Just pull up in your car.
5 minutes.
And they'll, like, you don't have to go through the line. They'll give you backdoor entrance right into your, like, get out of your car, 2 steps, jet.
Priority.
Yacht, exactly. I'm like, bruh. You float? Oh, that's cool. Sorry, that annoys me a lot. Yeah. So
okay.
That's similar to, like, car and bike, right? Like, yeah, I get the bike, but, bro.
Car, like.
Too many advantages on the other end.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Right. Okay, so the next one. Would you rather be able to read minds or would you rather have read every book in the world?
Oh, now we're getting to the good ones.
Hmm.
Read mind. Do I, like, is reading mind like an option?
No. Like, you're always able to hear every mind you are able to see. Like, in the sense, every person you are able to see, you're always being able to.
Like, I can't switch it on or off.
You can't switch it on and off.
Books, probably, man.
Right. I'd actually choose the read minds thing.
For me, it's just like I like to a certain extent, sort of, this sounds weird, but reading people, sort of. Right. Like, when I see someone, I'm like, okay, listen, I know you're like this type. Let's just not, like, I probably won't hang out with you.
Right. But I'd probably just walk around with like a box which always has like a rat or something, and I'll just read my mind, read the mind of the rat when I'm just don't want to read other minds.
But you can't control it, right? It'll be like people talking. Like,
No. Like, you're always reading some mind, but you can choose which mind you read.
Okay,
that's
okay,
what I meant.
Fair enough.
So, like, I can walk around with like a ant, and I'm reading the ant's mind. And ants probably.
Do books include e-books?
No, absolutely every book that exists you have to read, and it's not just you happen to end up knowing it. Like, you spend the time and read it.
No. Oh, then I'm reading mine. I thought I just knew it. Like,
No.
Oh, okay.
You spend the time and read it. And you have to. Like,
Then you'll probably do that your whole life. Like, do I become immortal if I do that?
Probably, yeah.
In order to finish the books.
Probably. But you just finish the books and die then. I mean.
Because here's the thing. Like, if it was, like, I just know all the books.
Right.
That's sort of like an advantage. Like, I'm pretty much an expert on anything. Like, I get into a helicopter, I know where the safety lever is. I know what that button does. Because there's a manual, which is a book.
Yeah.
But reading minds, you just know, like, what people are thinking about you. It'll probably drive you crazy. If you could control it, you'd make an awesome detective. Like, sit in front of someone and you know if they're a killer or not. But book reading, I think if you know enough books, you just, like, no one can beat you in arguments, basically.
Probably, yeah. But you could also theoretically not be beaten in is beaten a word?
Probably, yeah.
Whatever. So you probably couldn't be beaten by anyone else if you can read minds, because you know what that person's gonna say, right?
Ooh,
or you can, like,
but the thing is, your logical capabilities may not be that great,
right? But I'm not sure if this is a thing, but I think I'm pretty sure, like, humans, the way the brains work is, if they think of something, they usually also think of a counter of it. Like, if I'm thinking, tomorrow I will do this, my brain's also like, oh, what if I don't do that then? So you're also reading that. So you, like, I mean, the guy's basically doing work for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm those psychologists out there, please don't hate me. I'm just absolutely speculating. If I'm correct, just hit me up. Tell me.
Yeah.
Or just hop on our podcast. We'll do an episode on that once.
For sure. So to answer the question, if I have to sit and read manually all the books?
Yes,
you do. Hell no. I'll take mine. Like, if I wear a headset, can I still hear the other mind?
Yes. It's just the sound happens in your brain. You don't hear it through your ears.
So is it the person I'm looking at?
I don't know, you can choose that. Like, you can choose what you're, I mean, who you're reading, but you are reading someone at all times, even while sleeping.
This is going to sound sadist, but I'm probably just going to hire someone who, I mean, I can't hire someone, but like, this is going to sound so Hitler-like, but rent like a person in coma just to, like, wheelchair around me, so I'm just reading their mind.
I mean, you could also read animals, and you, who knows?
The thing is, you don't know what they're thinking of. Like, yeah. What if you're just thinking, I'm hungry, I want to eat them, I'm hungry. Like, that's in their mind. You don't know that.
Right. And I mean, that's probably instinct, right? Not mind.
But are you saying they don't have thought? Because... For me, that's more risky. The fact that I don't know what's going on in their mind, right, than I just read like a person in a coma. I would have said someone who's sleeping all the time, yeah, but dreams are more scary. Yeah, like I'll just be hearing like caterpillars with hammer feet or something, and I'm like, shit, that's gonna haunt my day. But yeah,
okay,
bro, this can be a short film. Like, imagine. Like, you're just lying down in a bus or something, but you can hear the other person's thoughts. So, even in your sleep, you basically have insomnia right now because you're hearing people in your sleep.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oof. And, like, animals. This could be a short. I'm writing a story on this.
I'll be your lead actor. Oh, wait, no, I forgot. I don't like acting.
Voice actor. We'll do an animated one. Anyways, yeah. That's a good question, man.
Hmm. Okay.
You chose mind reading, right? And yeah, have a mind rat around.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. Bro, but I was just assuming that rats have no thoughts. I have absolutely no clue. But
I mean, if they don't, then I'd choose that as well. Right. But the thing is, I just think like a rat would be thinking, yum, 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 eat you, eat that, ooh, flashlight, ooh, run, ooh, no, my head.
But that technically would just keep you entertained all day, so you can just never be bored.
I don't know, I think that I, especially with my like ADHD brain, I mean, like, it'll be like, oh, red light, I'll be like, where, where's the red light? I'll be more confused than the rat is. Can I do right. telepathy? Like, can I talk to you mentally?
No, I mean, the question says read, not
like talk. If I can hear what you're thinking, can I talk to you?
Yeah, I mean, you could, if all other functions stay normal, so I can just read your mind and then walk up to you and physically talk to you.
Yeah, but can I talk to your mind?
No.
Okay. Anyways, yeah.
Right. Okay, so...
Wait, speaking on that, would you choose telepathy? Like, talk to someone? You can't... No telekinesis. You can't move things with your mind. You can sort of talk to other people's mind. They don't have to be in front of you, like anywhere in the world.
Right.
Or would you prefer flying?
Flying?
Yep.
Like the ability to
wait,
fly.
Okay, let's not do flight. Let's say telepathy, but only... But you, again, you hear everyone's thoughts, but you can speak to like one person or something like that.
It's like both ways.
Ha. Or like it always, you're always hearing people talk.
Right.
Or, I mean, in their mind, not people talk, but in their mind, what they're thinking, basically. You're always hearing that, but you can talk to one person at a time. I'm really having a tough time defining it.
Yeah.
No, one person at a time. Not like if I choose... Like you, I can only talk to you in the mind. Like one person at a time.
So you can also only hear me or?
No. But you're always hearing everything. Everyone.
Okay. Okay. Thought.
Or maybe you can turn it off and on. Fine.
Right.
I'll give you that benefit. You can turn it off and on.
Right.
At least one person you're listening, one person you're talking.
Right.
Or what can be a good alternate to that? You can see 5 minutes into the future.
5 minutes into the future.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of cancels out. Or you can see 5 minutes into the past, but at any given, like any place at a time. So it's like...
One second. What's the point of seeing 5 minutes into the past, man? You were literally there 5 minutes ago. You probably still remember what happened anyways.
Okay, look into the past infinitely, but for any place. Like if you're sitting here, you're in this room, and you walk outside on the road and there's like... crime scene. Okay. I don't want to say some like damaging things, but there's a crime scene and there's like, no, he did it. So it's like two people. You don't know what happened, but you were never there at that time.
Oh, but you go back and see what happened.
You can see what happened. You can't change it, but you can see what happened.
No, telekinesis. Sorry. Not kinesis. Telepathy. Yeah. Telepathy. Any day.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly don't care about the past anyways.
The thing is, I was thinking like, you could just go to a casino. Right. I can be the dealer. And you can just keep telling me what cards I have, what cards you have. Just win all the time.
Oh.
If I did future, you could do that anyways. That's why I changed it to past.
Right. Yeah. But I feel like telekinesis in the sense like you could you're also hearing what others are thinking, right?
So, but you can switch it on and off. I gave you that.
Yeah. So you can choose to switch it on when someone's seeing their cards.
Yeah.
So they're also thinking about it.
Yep.
So yeah, telepathy any day.
The thing is, if it's in the past, the advantage of seeing into the past is you can sort of like finally get answers to questions that you didn't know, like who built the pyramids.
Oh.
But the thing is, people don't have to believe you.
You could just
be considered a crackhead for saying the truth. So
yeah.
I guess you can scientifically prove it, right?
But there's probably at least one person who knows at least more than others, right? Like
maybe. Yeah. I think there'll be like a scientific test to make sure you are like you can see the past.
Yeah.
And they just have to like maybe plug you into a lie detector so that you're not lying and you can uncover mysteries of the past. I'm thinking too logically, like Stranger Things.
Actually,
like,
now that you've explained it like that, I'm not sure. I might want to... this is actually a difficult question.
The thing is, I'm going telepathy again, because that will affect my present. Like, right now, I can change it.
Yeah.
With knowing if the pyramids is made or not, I make no big difference.
Like, yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that makes sense. I'd probably choose telepathy as well.
Yeah. I'm sticking with telepathy. One more question, sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Similar to this.
Yeah.
I heard this somewhere. Would you rather be able to teleport, but... What's the downside to it? Teleport, but you will... only 5 meters at... 5 meters? Only 500 meters at a time.
So, okay, I have a question for this.
Uh-huh.
Will I be able to do multiple... any number of teleports per second?
I mean, it depends on your brain.
Oh, so like
you don't get advanced features. You can like if from here, you can't like be like, okay, 500 times and I will reach like the New York bank. You can't do that. You can do like, okay, teleport from here to the supermarket down the road.
Right.
Come there, like you'll be like, okay, I'm here. Next, I'll go there. Like your brain processing speed doesn't increase.
Right.
This is an interesting thing, right?
Like right.
In Flash, going off topic again. In Flash, I get it. He can go faster, but his brain still can't process that much information at a time.
No, it can actually.
Can it?
Yeah.
Oh. But some people, like imagine that that superpower is real. Like
right.
You could go far. Have you watched The Boys?
No.
On Amazon? Okay. There's this guy called A-Train. So he can go fast. That's his thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, he can't process it that fast. So sometimes he'll just crash into like humans and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think he's super strong. He can go through walls and stuff. That's fine. But like he might just crash into a human on the way.
Right.
Which is fair enough. But I'm like, so like that, you don't perceive, you're like your brain power doesn't increase. You can just teleport. Okay.
Right.
So
so basically, I can still develop the ability to teleport rapidly.
Over time, yeah. So it's like your brain doesn't change. You still have like human brain.
Right.
But the only supernatural thing is you can teleport 500 meters at a time.
Hmm.
Or
yeah.
You can fly, but 5 meters off the ground.
Bro, what's the point of
15 meters off the ground?
That's still pretty much useless.
About like a second floor of a building. That high you can fly.
No. If I'm flying, I would want to be able to fly above everything. You know, it's like zero obstructions.
Okay. You can fly to whatever height, but only a minute, like 60 seconds.
At a time.
And then there's a 60 second, like a wait time. Like
oh, hell no, man. That... Bro, I mean,
that could work. Like technically, I mean, you could like have a timer that's going off every 60 seconds. So
yeah.
You're like, okay, it's about to power down and like land at the top of a building or something.
Right.
Or fly high enough that your fall time, you won't reach the ground in 60 seconds.
Oh.
And in this, I'll give you superpowers where if you go high enough, you still get oxygen and stuff. You don't need that. I'll give you that.
But can I, what speed? Like, can I fly at any speed?
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, you can... If you break the sound barrier,
right.
Your time decreases to 15 seconds. So you can go the speed of sound 15 seconds.
Right.
Anything below that, you have 60 minutes. Hold 60 on. Seconds.
This is getting so brain intensive.
I'm sorry. Like, if I what's the problem?
No. I love it.
Okay.
But okay. What was the first option?
Teleport, but 500 meters at a time.
Teleport. Because I can just teleport upwards into the air.
Ooh.
And I can develop the brain power to teleport as really quickly, right? So I can just keep teleporting into the air.
Okay, let me alter that now. Teleport, but only to places that you can see at that moment.
I mean, I can technically see infinitely
You can
high.
See into the moon, but...
Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah.
You take that?
Yeah.
Over flying?
Any day. Because I can see the air above me. So, I just teleport
I get it. I'd take flying. Like 60 seconds and a 60 second wait time. 60 seconds, 60 second wait time. Yep.
Right. But your time decreases for the amount of time you can fly decreases with the faster you go. But
not
the
faster
way
you go. At the speed yeah, barrier, it gets yeah, down to 50.
That's what I meant. But, yeah. But the wait time stays same, right? But wait I can work on my brain and I can develop the ability to teleport yeah. like 100 times per second. Uh-huh. And in 1 second, I technically can go like 50,000 meters. That's
not
like,
light speed, but yeah.
Yeah, that's like 50 kilometers.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, technically, you could just see the sun and like go there in an instant, which is faster than the light because yeah. light takes 8 minutes. But
yeah,
I don't know. I prefer flying because like that seems more fun.
Right.
Like I can, like I'll have a watch that just goes off every 60 seconds, regardless. Right.
Hmm.
I probably won't break the sound barrier. I could be militarized. Like I can fly and stuff.
Yeah.
But teleporting also has that. But the thing is, the boys basically like the privatization of superpowers. That's
right.
Like there's a company that makes superheroes and owns superheroes.
Yeah.
And there's like this group called the Boys which are against it sort of.
Hmm.
And like basically they find ways to kill these unkillable things.
Oh, okay.
Sort of gore and stuff.
Right.
But there's this one scene where there's this one superhero where he's basically impenetrable skin. So no, he's bulletproof and he's invisible as well. But he's bulletproof, stab proof, you can't kill him. What they do is they, not the mouth but a different place. They feed him a bomb so right. that because his insides aren't hard, so he exploded oh, okay. from the inside. So if such people exist in our world and we do get teleported to whatever you see at, they just make you blind. I mean, flying also, they can chain you down.
Oh, right. But they just make you... I have to see it, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
That's the moment I said you have to see the place, that's where my mind went. Like, someone would just stab me.
But I can teleport as fast as... Like, I can develop the ability to teleport as fast as I want. So, yeah, I can teleport before they see me. Possibly. I mean, before they do something to me.
But, like, if you're old...
Bro, my brain still works. Like...
Yeah. I mean, fair enough. That's what... Yeah. I would choose flying, though. It just seems more...
Well, we can technically discuss about this, like, the pros and cons forever.
We can go on for 2 hours, yeah. Right. Sorry.
So, next question.
Go ahead.
Would you... this is kind of weird. Would you rather ride a bike to work or a horse to work?
Oh.
I mean, geez. That's kind of a no-brainer. Bike, but like...
But it's just to work, right?
Yeah, only to work. So, like, your boss, your co-workers, everyone knows and
horse,
sees you.
Horse.
Wait, what? Why?
Because, like, I can ride a bike on my separate time. Like, yeah. if I'm just going to, like, Kerala or something, I can go and bike.
Yeah.
Horse, like, no one's riding a horse. I'm riding a horse. I stand out. That's cool.
But you can do that. You can do that in your free time.
Horse riding is not my thing. But, like, in this hypothetical, since it came up,
right.
I'd choose horse. Just because it seems weird.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, I... Right. On my free time, like, in without a hypothetical, like, right now, I wouldn't, horse riding is not a free time thing for me.
Yeah.
But I'd, I'd rather ride a bike anywhere than, like, let's say if I'm coming here, if I came in a horse, it's just, like, oh, that guy with a horse. That's, it's a little obnoxious and weird and I like yeah. it.
But no, but in the other times, you don't have to use a horse. You can use anything you want in your normal time.
Haha, yeah.
So, you can ride a bike to work.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other times, if you want, you can ride a horse from here to there.
Since this came up, I choose horse.
Oh, okay.
But horse riding
context.
Is never a
okay,
thing
okay,
I do.
Okay, right.
It's like golf. Like, would you play golf with a golden ball or be a professional basket or maybe not a professional basketball player, but you can't touch a cricket bat in your life, right?
Hmm.
I'm... Anyways, wouldn't play golf, but right. because this hypothetical is there, I'd rather play a golf with a gold ball and like stand out.
Sell the gold ball, man.
So that's the thing. Like, I'd probably never like ride a horse. Like, bro, you're like 19th century upgrade, bro. Like, come on.
Downgrade.
Forget Windows Vista. You're like
right.
Code wasn't invented when you were about. But yeah, since this option is there, I'd rather be like, oh, the guy with the horse.
Hmm. Okay. So now this one's, in my opinion, is kind of a...
Wait, what's your answer though?
Oh, this?
Horse one.
Bro, probably bike to work. It could be any bike though, right?
So, wait, like, what's the alternate though? In the other one, you just
bike or horse.
So one is you take horse to work, but you can ride bike whenever.
Or you can ride anything else whenever, wherever, except for work.
Work, yeah. And the other one? What's the other
option? Is the same thing, but instead of bike, it's horse. Like, work, horse to work, and other times you can drive anything, including horse, whenever, wherever, except for work.
Oh, yeah. No brainer. I have a passion for horses, so, yeah. And your choice was second one, right?
Yeah, bike, probably.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, so, again, in my opinion, this is probably a good one. Would you rather live 100 years in the past or 100 years in the future? So I'll tell you why I think this is a good one. 100 years in the past is, obviously, it's 100 years in the past. That's not so good. But 100 years in the future, you never know. Maybe AI is already taken over and humans don't exist. So you'll be the only human and AI will try to be killing you. I mean, will be trying to kill you.
I was about to say, what's the clause? Like, if I go 100 years to the past, am I born as a kid or...
No. How you are right now, you go 100 years.
Can I take a phone back with me?
I mean, that
it's in my pocket.
That defeats the purpose of being in the past.
No. I'll be a god, bro. I have a painting that talks.
Dude. I mean, actually, that would be really, really cool. Okay, let's see.
Like, I'd just, like, find my parents.
Right.
Oh, wait, 100 years. So, just my grandparents.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, listen, when your kid is born and their kid is born, give him this letter and it'll be written like, invest $3 billion or whatever you have into Bitcoin by 2006. Take it out by 2000.
Like, 100 years from now, Bitcoin will go down. So make sure you keep your money out of that.
Exactly. And like, my present at that point will eventually have $1 billion.
Right.
So, or the problem with the future is, yeah, like you said, there could just be nothingness. Like, a nuclear disaster could have happened. I'm floating in. So, do I have not immortality, but like, let's say there's no oxygen, will I still be alive? Or will I just like pop in and I'm like, and I'm dead?
I mean, no. So, no matter whether the living conditions were hospitable or inhospitable, you would still be... So, now you're 18,
I'm actually
26,
but okay.
Wait, what? Okay, whatever. So, suppose... you live, just assuming you live for like 100 years.
2 years, okay.
No, 100 years. Then you're 18 now. You go 100 years into the future and you're 18, 100 years in the future. And you live for another...
100.
Whatever.
Yeah, 80, 100.
82 or 92.
Uh-huh,
yeah. So until you turn to the age you die.
So I'm immortal until 100.
No, just assuming you live 100 years in real life.
Okay.
Then you live 100 years, but the entire thing shifts 100 years in the future or 100 years in the past.
But that's what, like, will I, like, guarantee have 100 years?
Yeah, you guarantee will live, like, for if, the same like amount
the day
of time.
The day I show up in the future or past.
Yeah.
And the next day if I take, like, cyanide or something, will I still be alive?
No, if you try to kill yourself, then you will.
Oh, okay. No. I need, like, guaranteed 100 years.
Okay.
See, this is the guy I am. Like, I'll sit and read the TNC and be like, oh, this is not good. I need to talk to my lawyer real quick. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if there's a nuclear holocaust, I'm fine to live in nothingness. Like,
right.
There's no one there. But there won't be food either. So, I'll probably just stop it.
No. Any external thing, you will won't not be affected me. By. Oh, okay. Like, if you try to... take cyanide and kill yourself, then you will die. But food...
Let's say I get hit by a truck by mistake.
Yeah, you still stay alive.
Oh, then... Oh!
No, but like, in real life, like right now, however, you will die if you just stayed how it was. You will die in the same way, but you still live for the same amount of time and stuff like that.
Got it. Oh, this is good.
I knew this would be a good one.
Here's what I see. I see either go back in time. You have a risk of being either considered a crackhead...
Right.
Or be burnt alive as a witch because you have a talking painting.
Right.
Or be a god because you have a talking painting.
Yeah.
And like Nostradamus type guy. Like, be like, oh, you know what? Like 6 days from now, there's going to be 9/11. So blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
I have like the future advantage. Or I risk it by going to the future. What do I get? What do I get in return? I'm not immortal. I will be stupid for not knowing how to use... augmented reality watches at that time.
Right.
There's no point with the past either. Oh, I'll go to the past. But I want to know what happens. This is good. This is good.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'll add one thing.
Yeah.
So you go for 100 years in the future or the past, and on the last day of your life, you can come back to your actual present. Only for one day. Only for 24 hours. After future, that, you
future.
Die.
Done. Future. Because okay. Now you gave like the future option.
Right.
Has the option of being sort of a, I'm saying God, but like the future advantage. That like the whole point I was considering past is because I have the knowledge of future.
Right.
If I can come back for even one day, I can just say like World War IV is going on at so-and-so time. Avoid it by doing so-and-so things. It could still happen.
But that's only for 24 hours. And you're still a nobody. So the government will probably not listen to you anyway.
Still, like, if I like say 21 things live on stream, 6 things come true, people are going to start believing that the 7, 8, 9 are probably
And you'll
true.
Go viral after you die.
I mean, it's I don't care about me. I care about like the information. Like,
right.
Like, dude, this guy did this. Like, he was time traveling. Avoided this, avoided that.
Right. Okay, then I'll add and another thing. Sorry, again.
Probably yeah, yeah. I'll, like, tell people I know, or, like, I'll come and tell you, like, bro, like, the next Bitcoin is called Crack Coin. It's going to, they've not made it yet. That guy's going to make it still 16. He's in his parents' bedroom. But in a few years, Crack Coin is going to come. Like, put everything you have into it. Like,
right. You can basically tell people how to become
I can change rich. The future by yeah. coming, going to the past. So, yeah. Option two, future.
Okay, I'll add one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
The information you show other people or know, people will know only for that day you are exist back in the normal time. After that, everyone forgets what you said and everything else continues as normal.
Like if I write it on a paper, does the paper vanish?
Something like that.
Ooh, there's like the Harry Potter curses.
So like you basically can do the past thing, like you'll be God because you know everything, but only for one day. And after that one day, everyone forgets everything. So you become the
can
most
can I change the future though? Like let's say there's like I know there's like a new Hitler being born. I go to their house and I burn their house. Like will that kid stay alive?
Well, you can affect the future, but no one will know it.
Ah, that's right.
And but that's only like it's 100 years away. So like
if I kill a person, will that guy be alive the next day?
No.
Oh, then
so things you do will still happen, but no one will know who did it,
yeah,
and no one will know anything about it. It'll be like a extremely classified thing, but not even the government
about it. Only my name is gone. The information will still be
no,
there.
No, the information is also gone. It's also but gone. Thing, but only certain things you do. Like suppose,
I get it.
Yeah, like suppose you know someone who's like 2 years old now is going to become a super criminal, or like Hitler was yeah, 2 years old now, and you go later and you find out Hitler was whatever. You can kill Hitler baby now, but no, people will forget he ever existed.
Got it.
Damn, this is getting like...
I like these.
Yeah.
Can I like bring something back, like a phone from then?
Right.
With like hologram or something.
But the thing will disappear by the... And that and the research that is done on it in that 24 hours and everything will disappear. Yeah. You can't bring things back.
Oh, then I'll go to past. Please okay. Don't let me not take the information to the past. I'm taking information to the past.
Okay. I guess we'll move to the next question.
That can be a magic trick. Like I can be like if I know that, I won't know something like that. But like, let's say for whatever reason I knew like there's going to be a car crash so-and-so place.
Right.
Like I can prevent JFK. Is he 100 years before? Whatever.
I mean,
like, I can prevent probably. Like such things.
Yeah.
I'll probably, because no one will believe me, but I'll say like, no, just... You don't have to believe me. Just make sure no one comes with a gun around JFK.
Right.
That one thing, and they'll be like, you know something. They won't believe that I'm from the future, but they may know that, they may think that I'm from like Russia or something, but I'll work for them.
Yeah.
They'll get me to the CIA. I'll be like, also so-and-so thing happened. Also so-and-so thing happened.
Right.
Eventually, they'll just use me as a weapon. And that's cool. I don't mind. Like, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So this will probably be the last question.
Go ahead.
So,
finish with a banger.
Okay, now this one's, okay, we'll probably do a few more after these, but like, this one's like something which really, I can connect to this kind of question. So like, would you rather always have the newest technology or the best food in the world?
Oh, newest technology all day.
Okay.
Like, bro, I have no passion towards food. Like, if there was a pill that satisfies my calorie, vitamin needs, I don't mind about, like, I don't mind taste as much.
Bro, I'm a hell of a food guy.
Like, I like ice cream once in a while.
Yeah.
But like day to day, I don't mind just taking a pill.
I'm the absolute opposite. Like I have an extreme passion for food to such an extent that I would even consider starting a business on food.
Got it.
Like I extremely appreciate amazing food. And I can eat a lot. And see, I
so
love
do I.
food.
So do I. Yeah. Like, good food, I appreciate it. But the thing is, I don't like the fact that it's like you have to do it. It'd rather be like, right. like a massage.
Hmm.
Like, a good massage is good regardless.
Yeah.
But like, you won't, if you don't get a massage for a month, you won't die. But
right.
without food, like, you have a month at max.
Hmm.
That's.
But like, if it's the newest technology, you don't get the best food. But if it's the best food, you still have present level technology.
That's okay. I love tech too much for that.
Okay.
I'd rather know about ChatGPT like 3 years ago when they started.
Right.
Hmm. Food, I don't mind food that much. Like.
Right. I'd probably have the food thing. Because I still have present technology. Like, I
Got
still
it.
Have
yeah,
Macs.
Yeah. No, I get you. I get you.
Phones. So I'd probably go for the food thing.
That's what you have. Your passion for food is bigger yeah. than your yes. passion for tech.
Yeah.
I don't mind food as much as I want, like, cutting edge tech.
Right.
Like, LG and all, in like 2006, they had folding phones. I'd rather right. get access to that than eat like pav bhaji on a weekend. Like, I'm like, bruh, screw it.
Yeah.
Like, you can.
No, best in the sense, you can choose absolutely anything. So it can be like pizzas straight from Italy.
Got it.
Or it can be like noodles straight from also Italy, I think. Right?
Got it, no? but don't yeah. care.
Whatever. Okay.
Like, food, my mom and I have had this discussion of like, a foodie is basically you live to eat, sort of. I mean, it's exaggerated, but you live right. to eat. I consider myself, I eat to live. Like, if there right. was an option, if I could switch a button and, like, I wouldn't die if I don't eat. Hmm. I'm doing, like, anything for that matter. If I could stay fresh without showering, if I didn't have to do my morning activities. Because, like, bro, a computer okay. is so effective. You charge right. it uses all of its battery.
Right.
It doesn't poop. I mean, okay. we eat for energy and we get stinky stuff out. That's so inefficient.
And you can use your device while it's charging. So you can technically never run out of charge.
Exactly. And I mean, it does give out heat.
Whatever.
But yeah. you can improve on that. What can we do? We can't improve on food, can we? Like, you I can mean, pack more calories into a smaller thing, but
yeah.
you can't do wireless food. Like, like I'm stuck on top of Mount Everest. I don't have food. I call my mom. I'm like, can you transfer like 2 kg of food?
Yeah, it's like...
Like, that's so inefficient in my eyes.
Right.
So, I for me, it's just a, like, if it was an option, I'd switch it off.
Hmm.
Breathing is a liability. Like, if that was an option, right. I have no, like, how you don't have any passion for breathing, right?
Yeah, definitely.
For me, it's sort of like that. It's like, food is sort of that. Like, if I wouldn't die if I didn't eat, I wouldn't eat.
Hmm. That's actually a really, really
good
perspective.
I appreciate good food. I don't right. hate food. It's just like, it's sort of something tying you down, if that makes... I sound like Andrew Tate, sort of.
No. Like, it actually makes perfect
sense. It keeps you alive. So, you know, it sounds like yeah. I'm too yapping my ass off, but yeah.
Got it. So...
Anyways, this was like an interesting episode.
Yeah, intense as well.
I like this. It, like, my brain feels exercised.
Yeah, we'll do this again soon.
I love that. Good idea, though. Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so awesome. I like this. We should do more.
Yes.
Audience, definitely. Let us know. I mean, there are comments on Spotify, right?
Or yeah.
They can send us a message.
I don't know. Instagram, you can.
IG, yeah. I mean, send us yeah. your crazy audio rathers if you have any. We'll sure. probably put up a story when this goes live.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know. We'll probably yeah. answer it on. Let it not. Let keep it PG, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Not some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Keep it PG. We'll probably answer it on our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
See you next time. Yeah. See you guys next time.
Peace.
Peace out.